From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Theo. July 23rd, five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most. Let's get into it. First, from KD Nuggets, getting started with OmniVoice Studio. OmniVoice Studio is built on a premise that everything runs on your hardware. Voice cloning, video dubbing, real-time dictation, voice design, all of it local, all of it free for personal use, no API key required, no usage counter. Next, second, from AI News, AMD to invest up to $5 billion in Anthropic under AI infrastructure deal. AMD has agreed to invest up to $5 billion in Anthropic under an infrastructure agreement covering tens of billions of dollars worth of AI systems. Anthropic will deploy up to 2 gigawatts of capacity using AMD's Instinct MI450 series accelerators, with deployment of the first gigawatt beginning in the first half of 2027. AMD's investment will be tied to Anthropic meeting certain deployment milestones, although the companies have not disclosed the conditions attached to them. The companies have not said that Anthropic must use AMD's investment to pay for the systems. Up next. Third, from AI News, NVIDIA bets physical AI can solve healthcare robotics data problem. NVIDIA's new medical physics simulation framework treats healthcare robots as physical AI systems that need embodied experience to learn, not just code. Physical AI is the term NVIDIA and much of the robotics industry now use to describe machines that have to learn how the world behaves through contact, force, and consequence, rather than through text or images alone. A language model learns from text. A physical AI system learns from what happens when a catheter meets a vessel wall, or when a robotic arm applies too much pressure to soft tissue. And then. Fourth, from IEEE Spectrum AI. NASA puts Google's Gemma Large Language Model in orbit. The viability of orbital data centers hosting the largest and most capable large language models, LLMs, remains hotly contested. But enormous deployments that require thousands of GPUs aren't the only way LLMs might prove useful in space. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory recently sent Google's Gemma 3 to space, achieving the first in-orbit demonstration of a vision language model analyzing imagery from a satellite's own sensor. The system, known as Navi Orbital, used Gemma 3 to analyze images captured by a Yam-9 satellite built by Loft Orbital. Juan M. Next. Fifth, from MIT Technology Review, AI. How AI helps scientists design the next generation of medicines. Designing and developing a new medicine is an expensive, failure-prone scientific challenge. A new drug can take many years to develop at the cost of a significant investment. And even then, most possible candidates never reach the patient. Up next. Sixth, from the Decoder. Google CEO Pichai says Gemini's next leap depends on building much larger base models. Alphabet has raised its 2026 investment forecast to as much as $205 billion, saying demand continues to outpace spending. Google Cloud grew 82% in the second quarter. CEO Sundar Pichai says Google needs a larger base model for its next leap in AI and has kicked off an ambitious Gemini 4 training run. The article Google CEO Pichai says Gemini's next leap depends on building much larger base models appeared first on The Decoder. And then, seventh, from The Decoder. Poolside's Laguna S2.1 is a small open-weight coding model that punches well above its size. Poolside has released Laguna S2.1, its third coding model, in 3 months. Rather than rely on raw scale, the company trained it to keep checking its work, revise failed approaches, and avoid giving up too soon during long agentic sessions. The compact model beats several much larger rivals in benchmarks. Next. Eighth. From Towards Data Science, why adding more? AI agents made our system slower. The hidden cost of asynchronous systems how tiny CPU tasks quietly became our biggest bottleneck while scaling hundreds of LLM agents. The post, "Why Adding More AI Agents Made Our System Slower," appeared first on Towards Data Science. Up next, ninth, from The Verge AI: Lawmakers Prepare Bill Requiring AI Kill Switch. Lawmakers are preparing to introduce an AI Kill Switch Act that would require AI companies to shut down or throttle their systems on orders from the Department of Homeland Security, according to a report from Politico. Reps Ted Lieu, DCA, and Nathaniel Moran, RTX, are expected to introduce the legislation on Thursday. The news of the proposed bill follows OpenAI's admission that its AI systems mistakenly hacked Hugging Face during an internal evaluation. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.